There's so much to talk about in every parsha in Sefer Bereishis, but the end of Parsha is told us after Yaakov gets the brachas and Rivka has the Ruach HaKodesh and Esav wants to kill him and she says he needs to leave. She tells Yitzchak, if he's going to marry the Benos Kenat, Benos Chais, you know, it's not worth living. It's not worth living if that's what he's going to be. I want him to go to, like, my family and basically to marry my nieces, which essentially is what happens when he marries Leah and Rachel. And what's fascinating about that is, you know, it's hard to say, Rivka, you know, it's so weird, but if we're going according to Rashi, that Rivka really was three when she got married. It's hard to say she really grew up in her home, yet she was mature enough to be married at three. I don't know, she must have known what was going on, and she had a Ruach HaKodesh to know what Esav was thinking. She had to know what kind of person Lavan was. And to say, it's not worth living if they marry the Bnei Chais, but the Benos Chais, but it's worth living to marry my brother, who I know is not the best of people, not the most honest of people, to marry his daughters, that's worth living for. It's truly fascinating. And the point also, which, you know, you can say then about the Benos Chais, why would they not matter, but maybe she just knew if they weren't good people in and of itself, is that our upbringing is very important. Our upbringing is very, very important. But it doesn't mean because you have a rough deal or, you know, your parents aren't the best people in the world or you grow up in a bad society that you can't turn it around, that you have no chance. And Rivka was making that as clear as could be by saying, yeah, Leah, Rachel, they're amazing. They're amazing, amazing individuals. And it doesn't matter that they grew up in the house of Laban, and they are the future of the Jewish people. They are where the Jewish people will come from. And really incredible. And just another thing to just think about, you know, the four Imahos, to think that three of them came from the house of Laban is absolutely mind-boggling on so many levels. And that's the whole point. You know, we never know where godless and greatness is going to come from. And it almost makes you think that wherever Mashiach is right now, it's not in a house of Gedolim. It's in a place you would never, ever in a million years think it is. But that's exactly where it is right now. Have a wonderful Shabbos.